Chapter 2. 36 hours earlier.
This is a waste of time.
In the moonlit dark, Elizenda could sense Josette behind her bristle at Manel's whispered comment. Before he could reply, the blackness was rent by the scream of a barn owl. Elizenda heard Josette's involuntary gasp at the noise, the needles on the pine trees where they were standing rustling as he jumped slightly.
City boy,
Manel snorted in a low voice. Boys, Elizenda told them, play nicely. Through the darkness, she heard the tortured squeak of a mouse being carried off through the night air along the edge of the dense woods. She also heard Josette mutter something under his breath for Manel's benefit. I won't tell you again, she added quietly. Either of you. Her eyes had become adjusted to the dark after 3 hours of waiting. But she sensed rather than saw the two caporals mold into the wooded shadow. The tall and often lugubrious Josette melting into the towering pines, their bark brittle to the touch. The thick-set and clumpy Manel fading into rambling course, the leaves rustling spikily at the slightest movement. Unlike the woods, their relationship wasn't as symbiotic as Elizenda would have liked. It was a cloudless sky, a crescent moon washing the narrow track leading up to the converted farmhouse in front of them in a raw lapis lazuli color, the shadows under the trees either side, pools of black, where the pale light couldn't penetrate. Ahead of them stood the darkness of the farmhouse, no longer a farm, but a restyled country home for the short commute from Girona, barely 20 kilometers away. Impossible to see in this light, but Elizenda recalled the old stones, buffed to an enticing honey glow. The palms in giant pots, either side of the massive wooden double door. The mahogany surrounds of the triple glazed windows, set deep into the thick walls. Cooling in summer, warming in winter. Bold in its affluence.